You're listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5. Let's head back to the rink for second period action.
A late goal by the Raiders with 6 seconds left in the first period cuts the Petes lead in half, as the Petes leading 2-1 on the power play for a minute 43 still to start the second period. A 15-minute second period. Again, the Minor Hockey Game of the Week is brought to you in part by Team Courier of Mincom, Kawartha Lakes Realty Inc. Brokerage. Looking to buy or sell? Contact Roger Courier at 705-927-2774 or online at teamcourierhomes.ca and let his team of real estate experts help you. And of course, by FCI Windows, 3 decades of experience servicing Peterborough and the Kawarthas, offering a variety of quality, energy-efficient vinyl window, steel, and glass door, as well as sliding patio door products. See them online at FCIWindows.com. Second period is underway, and that face-off, well, that whistle was offside on the Petes. Face-off will be in the neutral zone. Still a minute 19 on the power play for the Petes. Very curious to see how this second period is going to go, because it was all Petes to start that first. But then the Raiders, I guess it goes to show you can't give them any opportunities, because they took advantage of really their only opportunity they had in that period. And the Petes win that draw. Evans racing for it. Raiders defense, the first ones to it, Cole Ahmed. And they get it all the way down on the penalty kill, burning precious time. Now McIntyre, he actually has to go quick for the Petes to get there. Lucas McIntyre, as they were forechecking hard there, the Raiders, on the penalty kill. Again, the Petes trying to get out of their box, or out of their own zone. They do, with some speed now. Kai Kekke, I believe it is. Now, Duick has it in the offensive zone, behind the net. Nice little nifty move there. Trying the wraparound. Tried to stuff it home. Backer was up to the task there, but the Petes still have the puck in the offensive zone with 30 seconds to go on the power play. Duick has space. Cutting inside. Rister. Oh, Backer. He had some net to work with, but Backer just looking big. Duick tried to get it up. Couldn't quite get it high enough over the glove. Backer, good save there. In tight, 23 seconds remaining on the power play for the Petes. Face off in the Raider zone again. And now the Petes win that draw and get the power play set up straight away. Poskin at the point. Lays it off for Colton Crossman. And now two Signal for the Raiders are on the attack, going all the way down the ice quickly. Puts it in a dangerous spot, but Elliott, luckily for the Petes, was there to get a stick on it, control the puck. And now the Petes, the power play expires, back to 5-on-5. They're entering the offensive zone, though. Crossman in the slot. Still getting the shot off. Good opportunity there with 3 Raiders defense all around him. Brown, Rister, Backer. Saw that puck the whole way. It's going to take a lot to continue to beat Baker here. And even though he's given up 2 goals, it has not been his fault. Without him, this game may already be out of reach for the Raiders. Just a one-shot game. Petes lead 2-1. And I'm Aaron Canton, as always, bringing you the Minor Hockey Game of the Week from the Evernude Center, the Freedom Mobile Pad. It's kind of been the destination this season for the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Kai Kekke at the point. The shot gets blocked. Now two Signal for the Raiders with some speed. McIntyre cuts him off. Good job there defensively by McIntyre. Still on the boards. And now the Petes could have a 2-on-1 building here. They do. Fitzgerald cutting inside. He has a man in front. Oh, good job by Backer. Fitzgerald put that puck across. It went off the defender's stick. And Backer had to react quickly to get his glove out. And he did just that. And that puck was flying in the back of net on an own goal. Now Cooper Bailey going in the corner. 3 players go down, and Cooper Bailey is the only one standing still. Cooper Bailey's still battling the way for it. Fitzgerald pushes away with his glove, I think. That would have been a hand pass. But nonetheless, the Raiders are on the attack now, 2-on-2. Zamora cuts back, finds his teammate. Good pass there. The backhander, not on net, though. That was Marco Romani. But the Raiders are still on the attack in the slot. Quick shot there. Landon White had to react quickly, and he did just that. Still in the Petes zone, though. Raiders kind of coming into this game a little bit. And now the Petes, almost a 2-on-1 there. They can still get something going here. Cooper Bailey couldn't find his open man, or they had a clear break. And now Kai Kekki has to regroup. He has to go back and get the puck in his own zone. He circles around his own net, gaining speed. Gets around one player. Now Brew couldn't quite control it. Romani for the Raiders. Nice poke check there. Cooper Bailey, it was. Gage Cooper Bailey. As he swiftly comes off for a line change now. Still in the neutral zone. Kai Kekki. Stuck in his own zone a little bit. Brown just trying to get it out and regroup. And it goes down into the Pete zone once again. McIntyre behind his own net, regrouping. Brown now with some time. Looking for his teammate. Wesley Elliott. No, it was Evans. Brown again. Now Brew trying to race to it. It'll be a Raider. Jean-Luc Moreau Hernandez getting to it first, though. And the puck's in the neutral zone. Bit of a lull going on right now. The puck is kind of stuck in the neutral zone for either side. Still 10 minutes remaining in the second period. It's been a pretty exciting game so far. And now Brew has it for the Peets. Thought I heard a whistle. Oh, we did hear a whistle. Thought I heard a whistle. Wasn't sure. And it was an offside there on the Peets again. So face off in the neutral zone, just outside the Raider zone. Evan Fitzgerald lining up for the Peets against number 8, Oliver Yema. And Yema gets the better of that one. Now Yema on the attack. Peets in the neutral zone. That's an offside again. Dunford just a bit too quick there. Jack Dunford, that is, for the Peets. 10-16 remaining in the second period. Peets holding on to a 2-1 lead. And now Fitzgerald on the attack again. He is all over the place for the Peets. Puts it in a dangerous spot. Backer had to stick a stick out. And he gets it away to safety. And the puck just trickles over the blue line. The Peets have to come completely out of the zone. Now they're out and they're back in just like that. Shot from the point. Backer on top of it again. Who was that? That was Taman Brown again with a good shot for the Peets. Backer, player of the game so far, I'd have to say. Fitzgerald would have something to say about that too, though, for the Peets. Evan Fitzgerald, he's been all over the place as well. Peets are on the attack again. And the faceoff will be in the Raiders zone. Evans wins it for the Peets. They tried to play deep. They break it up. Cole Ahmed breaks it up quickly. Ahmed battling. Ahmed has it now in his own zone. Ahmed, good job finding his teammate Dunning. Tried the cross-ice pass. Evans breaks it up for the Peets. Good job there. Now Dalladay, one of the goal scorers, cuts inside, cuts outside, still has the puck. Good stick work there. Rister, oh, that would have been beautiful. He tried the little toe drag. Almost worked out. He had his defender on ice, literally. No pun intended. The puck is still in the Raider zone now. Now it just trickles past the blue line again. The Peets have to regroup. McGuire for the Raiders has time now behind his own net. But he gives up the puck, trying to find his teammate Dunning. Bit of an errant pass there. Puck is still in the Raider zone. Evans with it. Now the Raiders still on the boards here, battling for it. Poskin goes all the way down the ice, and that'll be one of the first icings of the game. Not many icings so far today whatsoever. Knock on wood, though. That could really disrupt the game when it gets such a bunch of icings and whistles. 8:46 remaining in the second period. Peets holding on to a 2-1 lead still against the visiting Ajax Pickering Raiders. Fitzgerald lining up for the Peets. Kyle Clark lining up for the Raiders. And Kyle Clark gets kicked out of that faceoff. Jacob Danishevsky taking over. And now, I don't think any of them want to go and take the faceoff. He then gets replaced by Callan Malenka. And I can see why, because Fitzgerald won that draw cleanly. It went all the way back into his own zone. And it's a race for it now. And the Raiders, just like that, are on the attack. And now the Peets win it back in their own zone. Now it's Fitzgerald, I believe. The Brew. Two players collide there. One Raider goes down. He's just fine, though. Fitzgerald on the attack now for the Peets. Puts in a dangerous spot in the slot. But the defense is there to break it up. That was Kalen Malenka. And now the Raiders, 2-on-2, heading up ice. Kai Kekki break. Collision way away from the play. Two players go down. Not happen there. Did not see it. They're fine, though. Beru gets right back up and heads down ice as the Peach are on the attack again behind the Raiders' net. Still battling for it behind the Raiders' net. Along the boards. Might get blown dead here. The puck's not really going anywhere. Where is it? There it is. There we go. It's still battling for it, but it is moving. And there's a penalty against the Raiders. After all that battling for it, the Peets do get a power play out of it. The Peets are going to be on the power play on the other side. You're listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week only on Todd Sports Radio, Extra 90.5.